light means it's face recognition.
If it's blinking, it means it's extra off.
That's right. Live from Toad Hall in Racine, Wisconsin. It's the podcast of the summer. It's Guys, it's Games, and Beer.
Woo! UX Transion.
Today, we are talking about something near and dear to my heart. It's Ben.
Near and dear,
we're talking,
you say.
About Ben. No. We're talking about the dicks of the internet. You know, when you're playing a game, a nice group, and you're doing good, you know, you got yourself a little ghost going, and god damn, this got really gay fast, didn't it?
That doesn't
fit. I'm gonna just have to restart.
Pretty much every show we do.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, it was essentially giving you what I was.
Then all of a sudden, somebody drops the N-bomb. Like, we just kicked them N-words asses. What a bunch of
nice
crap.
Guys.
Doesn't it ruin the mood?
Toa.
Yeah, I thought they were nice guys. You were working as a team. And not one of them is a member of the damn KKK.
That's interesting.
So we're going to talk about sexism, racism, and all those bad isms.
Charles.
Like Friday.
All those jabronis.
Yes. On this episode of Guys, Games, and Beer. So Larry, why are you such a video game racist?
Intervention.
You're in a safe place, Larry.
Yeah, just because you play with yourself doesn't make it any less worse.
Hey, man.
Disgusting yet whimsical.
I do have a bit of a story related. I was playing, it was out of my bodge. So, outdoors, sports activity. In the real world, you know.
What?
So, we're having a few beers afterwards, and this guy that was on my team's like, You know, that Hitler, he didn't have it all wrong.
What?
Watch out for that.
Okay, I
didn't have it all wrong.
Yeah,
it was just 90% wrong.
You know, really, for this, though, and it could be offensive.
You know,
Hitler is a terrible person, but he did a damn good job. Like, no,
being a terrible person?
He's a terrible
guy.
Stop now.
He destroyed
the game. Always ran on time.
History is
right. If Hitler made video games,
he had a really high kill count. Okay, I'll say that.
Most of the guys from Modern Warfare would be there.
I kind of went, oh really? And then he's like, yeah. And then he starts to go into the stuff he seemed to have okay. And then it was moving to all the stuff that was not okay. And I'm like,
did someone
I want to actually contribute to the first topic that was mentioned before we get way too derailed. I do have to say it's only become really a more problem, because there's a lot of anonymity on the internet, obviously, and it's been discussed at great lengths in many places. But on top of that, the amount of people who game now are more than ever. And unfortunately, the more and more people you get in any given group, the more and more individual dickbags they are, and the bad people tend to stand out. Unfortunately, you know, I think we're all pointing at Brian for some reason. I'm not quite sure why.
I believe there's a listener or two who would concur with that.
Oh yeah, Brian. I specifically remember you dissing a poor listener and just trolling him.
He was annoying me, and
because he was breathing.
There's a lot of people that annoy me.
But regardless, it's just like there are a fair amount of people in the gaming community that are pretty inclusive. It's just I think there are a lot of bad ones that stand out, and I think there needs to be more done in the gaming community to quell that. You know, police your own. You know, like
people in the face.
So we're here to enjoy a common hobby, and like. Stemming that and like being nice to other people in the community, it only breeds good things. So spread the love and be inclusive, and the next time you hear somebody saying some ignorant shit, friends included,
Brian.
I looked at everybody, myself included. loaded.
He looked at everybody.
You try and cut back a little bit. You know, just think about what you're saying before it comes out of your ignorant ass mouth.
As an addition to what you're saying, remember
by yourself, you don't have to extend that hatred.
Where you would have your real name because it.
Bacon?
I'm good. I don't need any sodium.
Sweet!
Shit.
So you guys remember, I think it was three or four years ago.
I'm going to talk. So you guys remember 4 or 5 years ago now when Blizzard wanted to have real names attached to the Battle.net accounts, and they got such a ridiculous backlash for it. I'm still surprised that didn't go through. Because, you know what, I think it might have been just at the wrong time. Because nowadays, nobody gives a shit. You can post something on Facebook.
So you're saying if there was a little accountability, but if you had to actually put your name to what you say, maybe people wouldn't be such dead.
And that's the beauty of this, too. Let's say I'm playing a game, and I'm playing against this little preview kid who's got a voice that's cracking more than Rosie O'Donnell's.
Hang on.
And he's sitting there spewing out insult after insult. Nowadays, they can get away with it because there's no accountability for it. Let's say when we were all little kids, especially you guys, playing in arcades. If you guys or even myself, because I played arcades while I was a kid, because I had nothing better to do with my time, if I would have used that same kind of language and attitude with a face-to-face conversation, I would have gotten my ass beat or banned from that arcade.
Yeah, and that's very true.
Or both.
You're right. No, because it's time. If you cut in line and somebody put the fork up on the machine or you, whatever, basically the guy would punch you in the face and that'd be the end of it. So you're right, you couldn't do a dick bag move. No. You had to be...
He didn't know your name.
It didn't matter. He punched you in the face.
Right.
He didn't need to know you were there.
So my point is, he didn't know your name, but there were still consequences.
Are there abilities? I don't do a lot of the on game. Is there abilities to shun?
Certain groups or players.
But the problem is that.
So are you saying as a racist you could mute out the races that you didn't like? Is that what you're saying, racist Larry?
This is not racist.
He's an equal opportunity asshole.
No, that's you.
I'd like to apply.
I hate everyone equally.
So here comes the problem.
I love everyone.
But when we talk about where this all comes from,
inappropriate.
It's inherently built into gaming in general, though, right now, okay? We were just talking before the show started about sexism in video gaming and sexism and racism and all this. You can connect it all. If you degrade any group, you degrade all. So, look at most games with girls in them, okay? Particularly look at a game called Dead or Alive Volleyball. Now, if you
that is an old game, and there are plenty of video games now that have very strong female characters.
And bigger tits.
But there are plenty
that
more that also
sexualized.
Are in the same vein.
Half-Life 2 is like eight years old. It's newer than his game he just mentioned.
I don't think so. Half-Life 2 came out. I have a question.
Regardless, you can't ignore the fact that there is still a problem. There's still a rampant.
And because it's inherent to the games like that, I think it spreads out into the online gaming community as well. Because if you build sexism and racism into games, and they build racism into the games as well.
Oh yeah, every black person in a video game has to talk like a hood. Yeah.
No.
Half-Life 2.
Half-Life 2!
It's the only not racist game there is.
There are quite a few offenders in the game.
So if you look at Grand Theft Auto series, my God,
Grand Theft Auto is a freaking Call of Duty.
Rockstar has come out and said that this game, that speaking of GTA 5, that it is a parody of society. It's an exaggeration of what society is. I know it's an exaggeration,
but the problem is if you instill these things right in the core of the game themselves, then the gaming community is going to react the same way.
But the gaming community only cares about multiplayer. No one cares about story.
Would you argue that there's no room for racial humor?
No, that's not what I'm saying.
I'm just elucidating.
What I'm saying is, though, if you have sexism in there, and not just sexism for the sake of
speciesism,
but sexism for the sake of making it offensive.
What? Like, right. Were the dwarves eat the humans?
The
level
were the
lizard
people
in that
was Dead or Alive.
That was Dead or Alive.
Right.
Yes.
Dead or Alive.
Man,
I love all these Dead or Alive.
There's so many
people.
What
do you make plenty of those games that are
like, yeah,
supposed
so
to
I can
that.
Make those references.
All right.
There's nothing that
I get.
There's nothing that, honestly, I couldn't think of anything newer than Dead or Alive.
No.
That's like,
well, just think about it in the terms that even like cosplaying. From video game to real life, girls feel like they need to make it sexual in order to fulfill the need of gamer guys.
Mad Moxie.
I know.
Or
I've seen
Mad
some
non-sexy
Pikachus and stuff.
Okay,
well,
but
I'm
just
saying,
most
cosplayers...
I don't see a problem.
It's the same for guys, though.
I think there is.
There's lots of guys
who
cosplay and are in great...
That
guys will be...
And not be objective.
Really nice looking, they have nothing, I have no idea about anime or cosplay because they look nice.
But on the flip side, society looks at
that
as some sort of virtue as opposed to a woman.
I think the problem is that people react to something with justice in that
way. It's the power fantasy versus sex fantasy thing. It's gone into great depth on the internet, and you can gloss it for days. But
I'll look it up because we don't get very deep at this show.
Well, you guys sit there and make fun of me.
Yeah, just a tip. Just
you guys sit there and rip on me because I'm the wasp in the group. And, you know, because
yeah, we're
a
bunch
of
white
guys.
Yeah,
a bunch of white guys calling you.
You know, I dress like this because I want to feel sexy.
What did you feel?
What did you do a few weekends ago?
I don't remember.
Did you go sailing down to Chicago?
Like twice or three times.
I got paid to do that. So kiss my ass.
Back on topic. So, the problem is, in my opinion, that is the core of the gaming itself that encourages gamers to be like that.
I think the society, definitely gamer society, does some of this.
And I'm just saying, the fact that, I mean, there are a lot of jokes that fly by you, especially in this podcast, that, I mean, they really probably...
Oh, we say all sorts of...
We
have a disclaimer.
We have a disclaimer because we are terrible people.
Right. The thing is, just like, I mean, the gaming community does also have to police each other.
Right.
You know, you have to set good examples, because, I mean...
Do you
think that women are marginalized as gamers, that there's a feeling that, you know, serious gamers can't be a girl?
Yeah.
I think there is, too.
Counterpoint. Yes.
No, because the second you say, even as a teacher, I'll tell my kids, oh, I play this game, or I do this, and the second you say, I have a PS3, or I play this, kids laugh at you and say, no, you don't. They just don't believe you, because you're a girl.
Yeah.
Emily trolls them, though, man. She gets her ass.
I'm not saying this
in
marriage, but it's like, as a guy, I do it all the time, too. Like, I've gone to C2E2 or other comic book fairs, and, like, I have no idea what the fuck I'm looking at. I don't know superheroes that well. I felt way out of place. I felt really uncomfortable. Everybody's asking me comic book questions I didn't know. I was like, but that doesn't make me any less of a nerd. You should be passionate about something.
Yeah,
and that's all that really matters. Like, fucking my girlfriend's probably putting, like, 80 hours in Animal Crossing. I'd say that's pretty fucking hardcore. Like, that's a nerd in one way, shape, or form. There's a big, broad spectrum of nerdism. And I don't think that any of the specific groups are excluded.
Well, I don't think that a girl that's good at Modern Warfare is any less of a guy that's good at Modern Warfare. Years back, we were playing against a group of girl gamers on Halo. A while ago, unless it's Halo 3. And at the end of it, they were talking some shit. So we did get trashed. And they're like, so how's it feel getting your ass kicked by a girl? Like, I've been married for 15 years. I get my ass kicked by a girl every day. You know, there's nothing you can do to me that's worse than that. I really think that people should be valued on their own merit as opposed to anything else that's in there. And I hate the amount of racism and sexism that there is in gaming because it really makes people feel marginalized. It just makes them feel bad about the game they just had. You're playing with a bunch of great people, what you call for great people, and then
they bust out with all this racist crap at the end of it, and it just, it ruins the whole damn round for me. I leave, and I talk some shit. By the way, my belief on racism is this. A white supremacist is somebody who proves the supremacy of the white people by living in a trailer park and helping his sister. I mean, that's basically my feeling on these people. They're dirtbags who need to feel good about something, and that's all they've got. That's really how I feel about it. It just, I don't get it. I don't care who you are. If you're into the same stuff that I'm into, great. And if you're not, well, you suck.
That's an interesting point that Travis said earlier, is that the gaming community really needs to police itself. Organizations like the Motion Picture Association of America, the ESRB, these exist to police, and they're basically the governing bodies for their industries.
And they're always trying to sneak a boob. You know, I mean, they can sneak a boob.
Yeah, but then there's also, you shouldn't check ourselves.
The online experience is not rated.
Yeah. Well, maybe it should be.
Yes, exactly. I wish that there was another organization that was able to take this seriously. I mean, Xbox Live has the, you know, prefer player, avoid player, report player thing.
Yeah,
I really
that's
wish
a good
that
feature.
They could, you know, take the metrics from that. Now, that's just, when you use that, that's just on an individual scale. Why can't we roll this out like, hey, if you're going to be an asshole, you're not going to be able to play with anybody.
You know, Titanfall, they took all the cheaters and put them into a cheater pool. So you keep cheating
okay,
at Titanfall, you keep getting reported, you're in the cheater pool. There should be a racist pool. They should just put them all in there and they can go
so
their own plan.
Are you saying you're a separatist?
Yes, I'm a separatist. Yeah,
destroy everybody equal game.
No, I don't think they're equal. I think that racists are unequal.
Actually, another game that
I think they're an inferior breed and they should be bred out. And they reproduce way too much.
It's
yeah,
not
right.
Genetics at its finest. No, the
racism is
another game that had the very same thing was GTA 5. With the bad sport lobby, if you were an asshole and decided to go and kill other people constantly and destroy their vehicles, you would get thrown into a bad sport lobby with the rest of the assholes.
That's a good idea.
It became Lord of the Flies.
Kevin just said something interesting. Kevin just said something interesting. He said that racism isn't genetic. I haven't ruled that out yet. I wonder if there's some kind of recessive gene that makes you racist.
Not me, sure.
I think it's a good
one. Well, no, you know what? I mean, there is some.
There is no gene so far.
Well,
so,
there's
yeah.
some science between about racism. I mean, from a survival standpoint, now, I'm not saying racism's right, we're long beyond it, but if you see a tiger and a tiger, like, generalization of bad things, I guess, is more the basic is what I'm saying. So, if you see a tiger and a tiger attacks you and manage to live, the next time you see a tiger, you know, run like hell, right? Now, you're not going to wait around to see if, hey, this tiger's okay.
Yeah, he's my best friend.
Right, but it just doesn't apply once you get to higher functioning civilization.
Right.
You know, it's a baser part of us, but it doesn't have a place in higher.
I do question, I mean, what has the average black person ever done to a white person? I mean, or the average woman ever, well.
I'm not.
But I may have deserved it.
You know I have an ex.
Alright, yours deserved it. She's in the other pocket.
She's in the bad sport lobby.
Yes, she's in that lobby. She can go in there with the white supremacist.
Wait, prison is America's the real life version of the bad sport lobby.
Yeah.
That's all I'm getting.
There's a lot of people in that.
It's terrible.
Yeah. Oh, but you know, interesting number. There's still right by percentage, but by number, there's more white people in prison than there are black people, which is not very well known. It's not very well known. But of course, by percentage, unfortunately,
it's
we're a horrible society.
It's way off. You know, Kevin, you did bring up an interesting point though, where racism is not. Or did you say it was not genetic?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it's.
Well,
it's basically. Yeah, it's all nature versus nurture.
I was just kind of throwing that out.
Yeah, I have to agree with you, Kevin. It's a lot of it is nature versus nurture.
See, I would argue it's an unlearned. We have to learn that our baser instinct is wrong.
Yeah, under my belief. I wouldn't argue that racism is a baser
really
instinct because if you get like babies
really
all
good
together,
that
they don't really differentiate.
It comes out of good teaching.
you know, if they have outside, yeah.
I
don't
know, study,
but
yeah.
What about the U.S. military, then? They basically indoctrinate you to follow a specific mentality.
Yeah, that's indoctrination. What's the difference in that, right? That is nurture versus nature. Nature is, we dislike the other. Hence, we need right out of the money. Survival of the sexiest. So, basically, we pick...
That's why I am 42
baby. Spine visually pleasing. So, blonde hair versus black hair.
Blondes. Blondes are the best.
Certain tribes will breed for certain things. So, I mean, tribally speaking, it is kind of inherent to us.
And that's
great. It's inherent. It's easier for us to latch onto if it's nature, you know?
Right.
It's obviously a little bit of both, but if that stuff is already condoned in our culture and it's like kind of bleeding onto us, we latch right onto it because it feels natural to us.
There you go. Thank you.
There's a... Oh, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, do you need another one?
Yes, I do.
All right, Mike, let's keep moving this on. Mike, your racism or sexism, what would you like to tackle?
Racism or sexism?
In video games.
Go right on top of that sexism and grind away.
Yeah, I'm going to have to look at
some of the sexism. One of the characters is a teacher whose special move is to have a whip and spank the other one while they're wrestling. That's her special move.
Well, that's just bondage.
Yeah, it's still sexism.
No, that's not
sexism.
No,
well,
the other
person is
not
really
sexist.
The
other person is not tied up.
Well, I mean, if they're enjoying being tied up, I don't know if that's sexism.
Well,
nothing.
Yes.
Well, we're drawing way too many lines for this. We can break this up quite a bit.
So, but again, so that's another classic example of something being compared to a game discussion.
I don't know if deviant behavior is necessarily sexist, if it's just deviant.
I think the way they portray it in that game is sexist.
Alright, yeah. I'm just saying the behavior itself is not
necessarily sexist. You can play a cast, which is still dressed.
Right.
Costumes. And you can, I believe you can change them. I've never
played
the game.
You can change
them.
Yes.
So you can put them in a...
No, they're more scantily dressed than they come originally. So, yes.
Have you guys heard of the game Lollipop Chainsaw?
Yes.
Yes,
okay.
I have it.
There's an achievement tied to maneuvering the camera to look up her skirt.
What?
So, yeah. That is perverse.
Yeah.
I'm glad I don't have that game.
After a while, like about 5 minutes of doing that, it's a trophy and achievement. She gives up and you get to see on her skirt. Fucking do.
But that
but
goes back down to
what
sexism.
Creepy.
Yeah, creepy sexism built into a game.
I was going to say, I'm not playing to play that game.
But here's the thing about that, though. You can change your costume where it's like a full like motorcycle suit.
But that's not what guys are gonna do. They're gonna pick a short.
You're being
a
sexist.
And then
smelly,
creepy.
But that's sexist in and of itself. You just said guys are gonna do this, and that's a general statement.
Okay.
Yo, what about
girls?
Girls
are
gonna
do
this.
That's a general statement.
That's
a general
statement.
No,
but I'm just saying that's two separate arguments.
Well, that's if you really want to do it that bad.
I mean,
if you're like a perfectionist, then you're just like, oh fuck me, I gotta do that.
I don't know, you know, sexism is more of an attitude towards the opposite sex, I think, than wanting to have sex with people. Just because you want to have sex with people or you want to see their underwear does not mean that you are a sexist.
Yeah.
That's just human nature.
Yeah, right.
Sexism is when you objectify.
That's how we're all here.
The game, yes, itself.
What?
I'm just saying that you're walking on a line here. Looking up somebody's skirt is not necessarily sexist. Objectifying them because of it is.
And that's what the game is
doing,
though.
So. The game, but the game,
if you think they're a good job,
they wore a skirt.
That's
sexist. But if you think they're attractive because you happen to like girls in skirts, that doesn't make you sexist.
You know what?
Being attracted to people does not make you a sexist. Objectifying them makes you a sexist.
And again,
if you get to
otherwise, nobody would have sex at all.
Never not get out of the skirt, though, then you are being a sexist.
Actually, I'm glad you kind of along
well,
the same lines.
Well, the cheapest is to buy every single costume.
You were going to wear it.
Well,
a couple of weeks ago, BioWare released the metrics on what names everyone chose for their male characters and female characters on the Mass Effect series. And they're obviously able to pull these metrics. I wish that there was, yeah, I wish that there was a way to tie Microsoft, like, are you a male or female option on the gamer tags, to see how many guys were constantly playing as women characters in that game.
I mean, you heard the voice acting quality was much better on the female Shepard.
She did win awards. Megan McHale is one of the best white actors in video games.
Yeah, God damn
it!
We're getting away from the point here.
I really wish we could see the metrics on something like that too.
Males playing female characters.
Travis does it.
I've done it. I've got free stuff for it too.
Why does it matter?
Which is some of us on the other side of this whole issue.
They have collected those metrics.
Really?
Yes, they have. So it's a big study on it.
Okay, cool.
Well, what did they, really say? I mean, you know, I've done it too, but, you know, and admittedly, this was the argument someone made to me, and it made sense. And, you know, I've ever spent 12, 8, 200 hours looking at something.
I want to stare at some
things. I like women.
I don't think it does.
Oh, there you go.
As a counterpoint to that, when I played World of Warcraft, I played as a male dwarf because I liked the stats that you had on it. The buffs that you got on that game were better, and I didn't give a shit.
There's a lot of different reasons why I think people play a certain character on a certain game, and I don't know that sexism necessarily is 100% or there. I think there's probably some, but my voice carries.
It just doesn't sound like that.
But you know, it goes down to if I think girls in skirts are attractive, I don't think that makes me a sexist. If I think they're a slut because they're wearing a skirt, I'm a sexist. And those are two totally different things.
Really, slut is an inherently loaded term in that.
Right, exactly. But if I think they're easy because they're wearing a skirt, then I'm a sexist. That is making a judgment based on what
I'm not sure that. I'm not sure. If you think they should have to because you're a man and they're a woman,
no, you
that makes you sad.
You're a woman. Jesus Christ.
Well, I mean, that makes
sense. So, really, you're not a sexist until you think every woman
is a sexist.
Here's
what I'm saying.
What?
When you start to change the quality of position or equality of value.
Yeah, if there's a value judgment there.
Yeah.
You can think that somebody's a slut because of behavior. I think you're a fucking slut.
Yeah.
But that isn't because you just happen to wear those short shorts.
But that brings up another issue in that. Why? I mean,
Listen to the song a second.
Good news, everybody.
I just spit it. Precise. Wait. I just have real.
I just
with a little
coffee drop controller for $75.
Yeah.
Oh!
No. Nice shot.
I'm gonna have to take some hour over.
Yeah.
He's gonna meet me in West Dallas.
Yeah, let's enjoy that, John.
Nice job.
Okay. I have a random fact.
So I think we.
Wait. I have a random fact because I just said it in the camera. Does anyone know why M. Bison is called M. Bison?
Yes.
Yeah.
It was
Mike Tyson, right?
No, it was originally Mike Tyson.
It was originally, his name was Vega, and Vega's name was Belrog, and Belrog was Mike Bison. And when it was switched over in the arcades in the United States, he just got the rape conviction stuff. So they switched it so he didn't have any. And a rare nod to. So, yes, anti-rape thing. Just so that it's not all.
Well, good anti-rape. Anything, Matt?
So much.
Go with it.
No, I just mean in general, there's a ton. One of the things that I've been learning, especially like after working in the IT industry itself, which is closely related to the gaming industry, there's a lot of sexism in the industry itself as far as employment. And things like that. I mean, the gaming industry and the IT industry hand in hand are both boys' clubs.
I completely disagree with you, but I have a different take on it. So
let's hear it.
Well, I work in healthcare, and healthcare has a lot of women working. and a lot of women fill IT positions in healthcare.
I'm very happy that your anecdotal evidence leads to that view, but I think that's probably an industry-wide effect.
But I have numbers because
I did work with a lot of women in IT positions at GE Healthcare as well. However, everywhere else it is not.
But are the numbers of women that are trying out for IT positions the same as men? It's got to be a percentage by how many women are trying out for IT positions as opposed to men. I do agree with you, by the way.
It's not really fair.
I don't know if there are women taking that job, but she doesn't want it either. We've had probably. We only had like 3 women apply by us for IT positions.
Right.
2 were actually unqualified. 1 was qualified and didn't take the job. So that doesn't make the decision sexist. It's just that 2 really were not qualified, even though they had people skills and they had, which is one thing we do look for in IT by us. And they did have like a baseline skill, but the problem is we needed somebody to get in there right away, and we had our pick. We needed people who were high tech, and nobody other than the one woman that was very, very capable and would have liked to have had her wanted to go for it, and she just, you know, like took another offer. So I just don't know if you're getting, I would say, we're almost 10-1 men applying. Job.
Oh,
it's hard to say that it's a sexist decision when you don't have enough women to be involved.
Right. But now, is the root of that at the fact that just not many women are applying, or are women even being barred from entering the field at the school level?
I think it's probably a little bit of both.
I think there have been studies on this as well, where women are actually being discouraged from taking. Science courses,
which is ridiculous, because whoever should be able to do the job should be in there. And I think
absolutely.
I think most IT people feel that.
I think there are a lot of forward thinkers in the IT industry now that haven't been in control up until the last 5-10 years that are helping that problem get better. But historically, and even up till today, I think it's been a huge problem. There's a lot of evidence to support.
I think certainly that there's a feeling, I think, among women that it's hard to get an IT if you're a woman. I don't know if the reality of it is as hard if you're capable of doing the job and you're good at it.
But then again, if you determine to begin a new IT program, then we know that sexism into the
industry. Because you got a bunch of guys in the industry. Right.
And then you get the occasional female or the occasional whatever to have those issues objectifying.
I think if you're looking at the reverse and you're a male looking at the predominantly women, you're going to be looking at that job a little bit harder, whether a lot of us are all women.
I can tell you this right now, working in a school environment is entirely different than working in, like, because school environment is mostly female.
Because they're
that completely different than the summer program that I work with that is mostly male, where it's the park staff there is mostly male guys.
It's mainly for sports and stuff, too.
Well, yeah, but it's still working with kids.
Girls can play sports.
I'm just saying, that's probably why it's not popular.
Working in an environment of all women, I kind of feel like I have to walk on eggshells because I don't want to upset anyone. Yeah, they make me do all the physical paper crap.
Because I am a guy, and it's easy for me.
I was never going to say that. Not sexually.
Welcome to the politically correct nation that we live in today, guys.
Well, I mean, everybody's sexist.
I think every group
that gets into there has a little bit of sexism built in, but I think you should really fight that and try and get a better mix.
Well, like Travis said, all you have to do is call it out.
Yeah.
But that's a difficult thing to do, too.
You guys tell me that all the time. Exactly.
Yeah,
you're a guy.
And it's always awesome when you get that golden gem where you can hear the mom in the background over the headset go, "What did you say to that other person?" And then you can hear the smacks and then the apology. And it's like, yes, thank you for being an active parent in the role
yes,
that you should be playing.
Now please sit with this kid the rest of the time he's gaming. Alright, you know, I think we've really beaten a dead racist.
I wish.
And a dead sexist. We've talked about that, but I think we all agree that I think the environment would be much better if it was a little bit more open.
Yeah.
But that's stupid on our level, Kevin.
And I don't want to hear your racist crap, honestly. And I don't want to hear your sexist crap, honestly, when I'm playing a game. I'm there to escape from real world stuff, and I don't want
to
hear your
I'm just there to kill your ass. I don't care what your political views are. I don't want to hear any of your racism. I don't want to hear any sexism. I just want to see that bullet go through your head.
That's right. Hey. Yeah. And thank you very much. We're going to go on to segment number two because, my God, we're time short.
Yes. This might be the most highbrow conversation
we've
ever
had.
Yeah,
highbrow on that. I'm not going to lie.
I used the word dis.
Yeah, there we go. It's time for everybody's favorite segment. All right, it's fine. Show and tell.
Yay!
I got Larry. Thanks,
whip your head
Larry.
Back really quick.
I love you, Larry.
Not you, him.
Okay, so who wants to go?
So I told you to whip your head back really quick.
What's up, bro?
So who wants to start with show and tell?
Ryan wants to show and doesn't want Rob to tell.
Hey, the U.S. military has a don't ask, don't tell policy. That was revealed. All right,
so what do you guys show and tell?
So now we show and tell.
I've got a three-parter.
Oh, Tav's got three.
I thought that was mine.
Okay.
So first and importantly, Baka Forest Games Help Wanted came out. It just came out. We shipped out to Kickstarter backers. Exclusive to Kickstarter backers until August. Played it for the first time this last weekend, and man, is it awesome and hilarious.
We played the prototype earlier.
Yeah, we played it at MGC. Forest brought along with him. The cards are beautiful, the artwork's great, and it's just hilarious. I took two random stacks, and I picked up some of the more salacious cards, like a piece of dynamite shaped like the Bible, a penis sucking stand. I'm hot, straight guys want, I'm so hot, yeah, straight guys want a urinal suck me. I have a donkey show in my basement. I have an ass load of morphine, and I run a highly active Nazi camp. So these are some of the solutions that you'll be able to use in the game to solve crazy problems and just make up creative stories on how to solve them.
And where can you get it?
That's the best part of that.
Do you want me to hold
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Making up the creative
yeah,
story.
That's the thing. It's like, okay, so, I mean, they really wanted to go with replayability in mind. So instead of, like, the shock value of, like, Cards Against Humanity, per se, you actually weave the story yourself, and you can actually get pretty creative. They've got 500 different cards on there.
Do you want me to grab the cards for you?
Oh, yeah, sure.
You're doing this?
One, go ahead. Some of the ridiculous ones. But, there are tons of regular
yeah.
ones and stuff as well in there, too. I just decided to choose some of the most disturbing ones. But, so you actually choose up the three cards around. You create a story, or you basically create a solution to the problem that somebody reveals that round, and you actually combine elements to make up, a solution to the problem, and the judge picks the best one. The second thing I have to show is not board game related, but it is a very, very simple, unassuming USB cable that, when plugged in, powers up. It's got EL wire in it, and it is very, very cool. I'm gonna go ahead and plug this in.
He said it is very, very cool.
Very, very cool. I don't even think it runs off battery power. So, ha! Doesn't even work off battery. Too bad.
But anyway, it lights up.
It does light up. So basically, it actually shows when you're charging, so I'll skip that.
Wow.
The last thing I have is Epic Spell Wars. I picked this up last week. It's got the same artist who does artwork on Adventure Time. It's up to 6 players, and basically you play as a different wizard. Each wizard has their own special abilities, as well as their common spell components. You use up to 3 parts to make ridiculous spells that you fire at your opponents and blow them up into crazy adventure bits. Basically part of the description of this game is tear each other limb from limb in an orgy of killing. Do you have what it takes to use Epic Spell Wars? So it's really good, really fast-paced, kind of like ridiculous, and makes laugh your ass off. It's pretty easy to get into after you kind of get a handle on the rules. It took me a couple readings to actually get the hang of it. But really good, really highly recommended. It's been out for about a year now, so. Who's next?
Hey,
stuff
to show.
I got some stuff to show.
So, about 3 episodes ago, we had, Mike Kennedy from Retro Magazine on. And as you know, during the episode, I was actually subscribing to the magazine as we were interviewing him.
So I have received my first issue, which is issue 3, and Mike was very nice and also sent me issue number 2. So I got one back issue as well. And again, I gotta say again, nothing like having the classic magazines again. You know, online magazines, disc-based magazines, there's something about just actually having a nice glossy
sure
bag.
And that is an excellent magazine, by the way. The quality of it is just great.
The writing in here is freaking amazing.
I know.
But everybody, really.
Oh, everybody's excellent.
I think the whole staff is really amazing. So if you get a chance, look him up online. It's a retro. We'll have a link in the show notes. We've got a link in on our website anyways to their site.
It's Read Retro.
Read Retro. That's it.
.com.
Again, amazing magazine. And the reason again I want to talk about the magazine is because something else I've gotten, I've been making a point to collect, are compilation discs of magazines. So like this is every Compute Gazette.
Nice.
On a single Blu-ray DVD. Now, it is cool to have all these old magazines, and the company that did these has done just an amazing job scanning.
So, are they legal? Are they legit?
I doubt it.
Oh, thanks.
I don't think they have permission. But it's great. Where else would you get all this information? I mean, you know...
Well, they were wonderful magazines. Compute was just
I know.
Amazing.
So, Compute Gazette, there was... Compute was the main magazine.
And the Gazette
then
was
Gazette, they had Compute Commodore, I think they had all the different sub-magazines as well, but he's put all the editions on one single Blu-ray, which is really cool.
Was Run there?
I don't remember if Run was this, I don't think so, no. I don't think that was the same thing. And same thing here. So here's another thing, all the CU Amiga out of England.
Now we're talking. Yeah.
All on two Blu-ray DVDs, which is just amazing to have in this way. So they scanned in all the printed material. You get all the printed material, and they copied all the cover discs and cover DVDs. CDs are on here too. So you get all those as well.
Nice.
It really is beautiful. These are great collections. Now, these come and go. So to find these, you look on eBay for compilations. Oh, I'm sorry. Thank you. You look on eBay for compilations, and you'll periodically find these listed. They come and go. eBay does not really like these because I suspect they're not legitimate copies.
I don't think you want to receive any fan mail or anything like that.
But that being said, nothing beats out just a good classic gaming magazine. I mean, it's cool to have
right out the toilet.
Correct. Cool to have these.
You
and so
have a laptop on your lap when you're pooping.
Yeah, but I don't like having a laptop on my lap when I'm pooping. It burns quick pooper. It burns my but it burns my thing.
It goes in the toilet.
That's a problem.
No, my laptop gets really hot on the bottom.
It only burns your dick if you get an erection.
My laptop is really warm.
He likes to poop.
Just put it down. All right.
So this week.
Oh, you got it hooked up.
Yeah, it just didn't work on the higher amperage for some reason. But yeah, it actually speeds up and slows down as higher the battery gets.
And they come in multiple colors.
Yeah, so basically you get the cable itself comes in white or black, and then you get the Yale wire on it. It comes in green or blue from everything I've found. I've looked around a bit for other colors. Those are the ones I've seen so far, but it's a really cool effect. I saw it at a bar once, and I had to have one. So now I do, and I think I'm going to order more now that I know they actually work. So I wanted to make sure before
I'm sold
nuts.
On that one.
I am too. I'm ordering because I'm going to order some.
And I already get Retro Magazine, so. And you should too.
All right, who else
has
something to show?
Well, you know, I went to New Orleans, and I went to the bar that was featured in Bar Rescue called Spirits. And in there, they came up with one of their things that they were going to do is an exciting glass to drink from. Now, the one that they show in the show is a little different than this. The one in the show is bigger, and it's got these big, funny eyes on it. I actually kind of like this one better. It's a little cleaner, a little easier to handle than that. The drink that comes with it is their classic Resurrection drink. I find that drink a little too sweet myself. It's like tastes like a blue raspberry sweet tart. It's just a little too much for me, but I do love the glass, and if you're down in New Orleans, I suggest you check this place out. It's really cool.
Is that glass supposed to be a
spell?
Yeah,
awesome.
Looked like that's what I thought the first time I saw it.
So Larry, did you grab any beignets from Café du Monde when you were down there?
Here, it has a couple different settings. I did go to the Café du Monde.
Isn't that place fucking amazing?
Yeah, I don't know how you walk around. Basically, if you don't know what they are, they're basically just French donuts. They're square, and they got a ton of powdered sugar on them. Just a ton. I don't know how anybody just does a walk out of there looking like a snowman.
Oh, you know? Back when the 20th century market was just down the street a couple years ago before they closed, they were selling the beignet mix from there.
You can buy the beignet mix at the Central Market, and you can buy it all over the place. Ironically, usually at the thing is usually more expensive than like somewhere else. But actually, in this case, it was cheaper to buy it at the place rather than a side place. It was like a buck markup everywhere else.
Does the average person know what a beignet is?
What else do we got?
They say they're the most original muffaladas.
Oh, yeah.
I think we got pretty good muffaladas in Kenosha at Tanuna's. So
what did you say, rufaladas?
What's in a muffalada? I've never even heard of that.
It's basically like a sub sandwich, but instead of getting like an Italian bread or a French bread or whatever, they basically make a pizza bread, you know, this thick, cut it in half, and then put meats and all the olive mix and all kinds of stuff inside. No lettuce, so nothing to distract you.
Spoken like a true Wisconsin.
That's right. And then you just cut it in like quarters, and then you just eat it like
so
that.
So it's a po' boy on steroids, is what you're trying to say.
Yeah, more or less, yeah. Yeah.
Well, thank you for that sandwich interlude. How about it, noob? What you got there, buddy?
Since I love Deadpool.
Oh, God, put that away!
I got a new shirt from FYE.
Very nice.
I just had to get it. I saw it hanging up, and I was just like, I have to get the shirt. And I think it fits perfectly with anything that Deadpool does.
That is the most adorable thing I've ever seen.
It is adorable, too.
Dang, nice.
That's all about me, so I don't know.
Anybody else got anything good?
I do. Am I the last?
I totally kicked the camera, but
I
did too.
I just have good news.
Last word, Brian Raybon.
Sounds like something. All right, NPR.
So this will be quick. I got a new phone this weekend.
Lower, so we can see your head.
We can raise it up for you. All right, go ahead and see it.
Back up a little bit.
Yeah, Matt's
that too. Yeah, back away.
There you go.
Your logic. So I got the new HTC One M8, the 2014 edition. It's pretty sweet. It sounds pretty good with the dual speakers on the front. Really fast phone. I like it so far. That's it.
New bet, you got news?
I got news. I got a job at a school district as a teacher aide.
Yay!
Which means I can hopefully leave Culver's and then
bring
work this summer.
Kid to show?
Huh?
I didn't bring a child.
You brought new.
God damn it!
That is rough.
But yeah, so I get to work at the school district for the rest of the school year, and then start next school year, and this summer I'll hopefully be working at a sport camp with Ben and Alex. I'm excited.
Wow, that's something to hope for. Anyway,
Does anyone else think of ears?
No props?
Right now? Ears?
Yeah,
nothing.
All right. No props?
Yeah, nothing.
Brian?
I've got props, guys.
I like your prop.
Thank you. So it's the last word, and I'm standing way too close again.
No, it isn't. I get the last word.
You have to tell.
Well, second one. It's the penultimate. No, Halo 5 Guardians was announced earlier this week, and
up.
I brought my little fucking rock. I brought my little friend with me today.
My only friend with him today.
Yeah, pulled out of your pants.
Yes.
Too.
No. Halo 5 Guardians was announced this week, and I don't know about you guys, and it's probably a no, but I am like ridiculously fucking excited for this game. Okay, you have no fucking idea,
Halo
Internet.
Halo game or what?
So yeah, it's a new Halo game.
I think Destiny will kick its ass.
So is that gonna be on the Xbox?
Say that one more time.
Is that going to be on the Xbox by chance?
No, it's going to be on the PS5.
Yeah.
PS5.
Big
yeah.
Reveal here on G2B. You get that kind of stuff every week from us.
You can take that to the bank.
That's right.
Cash it, and then have it bounce.
You may not know this, but Rob is an expert on whether or not action figures are appropriate managers. So is this some management material?
I believe that Master Chief indeed is an appropriate manager of men. Don't ask.
Well, on top of Halo 5, the Master Chief collection was also announced. The HD remakes for HD 2.0 remakes of Halo CE, Halo 2, Halo 3, and Halo 4. All of the Alpha Canon Halo games are going to be brought to the Xbox One. And again, and ridiculously,
Brian, when do you think we'll see Halo 3 on the PC?
Wait, say that one more time.
When do you think we'll see Halo 3 on the PC?
On a scale of 1 to time travel, I'm going to do negative 25. So
I'm going to give it 2 humpback whales on that scale.
I, on the other hand, go 3.5 frosted pancakes.
I'm going a dead baby seal.
Dead baby seals.
No dead baby seals.
Are we going to devolve the podcast to dead baby seals?
This is an animal-loving podcast.
This guy
okay?
just loves
not,
to yeah, I love the way they life. Taste on my sandwiches.
Speaking of animals...
I had sex with several. Okay,
Baby seals or baby seals?
I mean, right. So Pac-Man is an animal, right? I mean,
is Pac-Man an animal?
I don't know what the hell he is.
But I brought my Pac-Man backpack. I love you, Pac-Man. And I want to wear you on my back.
He has the straps pulled all the way up.
I have it like an English school kid.
Oh no, you fixed
it. Anyway, yeah, I got this from GameStop's point reward system, which I highly don't recommend. But the backpack's pretty cool, so I really liked it. So I want to thank you guys for watching Guys Games and Beer. Next week is our anniversary episode, folks. And we got Tiffany on. That's right, the most popular girls on the internet will be on Guys, Games, and Beer next week. So tune in.
That is a very special episode.
It is a very special episode.
That's when Noob joined you.
Dude, they drink like us.
So wait, we're going to have more of us, but the same level of drunkness is the recipe.
That is pretty much right.
Noob might have to drive me home that day.
Yeah. But what about me? What if I want to drink?
Oh!
You know, there's gonna be other females on the show for once.
You already
there's other females on the show all the time.
You gave her the ring, it's just all over.
This episode of G2B is brought to you by Safe Ride, providing rides for drunken idiots.
I also live in walking distance.
So please, ladies and gentlemen, drink stupidly, drive safely. Have a good one. Thank you. Come visit us at www.guysgamesandbeer.net. Win free games on our Facebook page, www.facebook.com/guysgamesandbeer.